This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Artillery shells rained down on a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear plant overnight, and Russian missiles hit targets near Odessa, a Ukrainian Black Sea port and grain export hub, as the war heads for a six-month milestone on Wednesday. August 24th will also mark 31 years of Ukraine's independence from Soviet rule. And President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a nightly address, called for vigilance, saying Moscow could try, quote, something particularly ugly. Russian authorities said on Sunday they were investigating a suspected car bomb attack outside Moscow that killed the daughter of Alexander Dugin, an ultra-nationalist Russian ideologue who advocates Russia absorbing Ukraine. While the investigators said they were considering, quote-unquote, all versions when it came to establishing who was responsible, the Russian foreign ministry speculated there could be a link to Ukraine, something a Zelensky advisor dismissed. As Ukraine prepared to mark its Independence Day, embroiled in a war that has flattened towns and cities, killed thousands, and forced millions to flee, military and regional officials reported more Russian strikes on targets in the east and south of the country. A particular concern was the shelling of Nikopol, a city lying across the Dnipro River from Zaporizhia, Ukraine and Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. It had been held by Russian forces since March. The fighting in the proximity of Zaporizhia and a Saturday missile strike on a southern Ukrainian town not far from Ukraine's second-largest atomic plant has spurred fears of a nuclear accident. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from a devastating 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has climbed to 21, the country's health minister said Sunday, as anxious citizens awaited news of missing relatives. The gun and bomb attack by the al-Qaeda-linked group on a popular hotel caused parts of the building to collapse, with many people feared trapped inside since the assault began on Friday evening. The Ministry of Health has so far confirmed the deaths of 21 people and 117 people wounded, 15 of them seriously. Emergency workers and bomb disposal experts made their way through the heavily damaged hotel on Sunday, looking for any explosives and removing rubble as security forces patrolled the area. A police official says 106 people, including children and women, had been rescued during the siege, which ended around midnight. Pope Francis said Sunday he was concerned by rising tensions between the state and the Catholic Church in Nicaragua 2 days after bishop and regime critic Rolando Alvarez was detained. Francis said he was following, quote, closely with concern and sorrow the situation in Nicaragua amid a worsening standoff between the church and a government accused of increasing authoritarianism. A spokeswoman for the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, also said the EU was, quote, following closely the situation with concern. A verdict against automaker Ford in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia favors a couple who died in a crash of their pickup truck, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A Georgia jury has returned a $1.7 billion verdict against Ford Motor Company involving a pickup truck crash that claimed the lives of a Georgia couple. Lawyers for the couple confirmed the verdict, which was returned in Gwinnett County late last week. The years-long civil case involved with the plaintiff's lawyers called dangerously defective roofs on Ford pickup trucks. The couple was killed in April 2014 in a rollover wreck of their 2002 Ford F-250 pickup truck. In closing arguments, lawyers hired by the company defended the actions of Ford and its engineers. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, artillery shells rained down on a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear plant overnight, and Russian missiles hit targets near Odessa, a Ukrainian Black Sea port and grain export hub, as the war heads for its six-month milestone on Wednesday. For the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.